This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. In third grade, students transition from learning to read to reading to learn, but there's a problem in Delaware. Governor Matt Meyer declared a literacy emergency earlier this year after eighth grade reading assessments showed Delaware students with their lowest scores in almost three decades. Statewide assessments in earlier grades tell a similar story, with proficiency rates at a standstill. Delaware Secretary of Education Cindy Martin says literacy makes a world of difference for students' life outcomes, and that's why she and Governor Meyer have put together their early literacy plan. Earlier this week, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sat down with Martin to talk about this $10 million effort to support teachers and students in the first state.
It is my 38th year in education, and much of my time before going into administration was as a teacher and a literacy specialist. So it's not just the plan for Delaware, it's my life's work of being involved in literacy and understanding what it takes to give students a fair shot with high quality instruction for them to be reading on grade level at third grade, but even more than that, being a literate person. And so as a kindergarten teacher, like I said, and a reading specialist for many years, and also led San Diego Unified School District for 8 years. And much of the work we did around literacy, especially early literacy, not only matters for the future of Delaware, but it just really matters for students' life outcomes. So when we talk about literacy, we're really talking about opportunity, because if a child can't read by third grade, then every other subject becomes harder. And the idea of learning to read and then reading to learn really does matter, because reading opens doors across all of the discipline areas: math, science, history, even art. So when I think about when we started the Meyer administration, Governor Meyer and I declared a literacy emergency, and we did it because this is at the heart of it about equity. Every child deserves a chance to learn and to graduate and to thrive, and they are not able to do that as well if they are not prepared with strong literacy instruction.
So I'm interested in starting with what kinds of efforts are going to be made in terms of adding support for educators, and what does that look like in this plan?
The kinds of supports that matter most are our teachers, tier one instruction. It's kind of a technical teacher word, but teachers know what that is. Tier two and tier three is when kids don't learn the first time, then you give additional support for reteaching or additional instruction or support or tutoring. But tier one is good first teaching, and that's where the support lives. We believe that we need strong daily reading lessons for every child in every classroom, training and support for our teachers so that they have the tools that they need in science of reading. The state has passed the science of reading legislation. This is important to implement. So putting in training and support for teachers through multiple avenues of instructional supports really matters. That's how you move the needle. And then we want to make sure that teachers have a team building approach so they can work collaboratively. And the kinds of supports teachers are getting, we have actual funding, direct to classroom funding, and we have the Bridge to Practice grants that are also about supporting the classroom work. And teachers are able to order up to $750 in classroom materials to support their literacy goals. And then we have the Bridge to Practice grants. We want more teacher training, more coaching, more innovative staffing models. And so in all, it's over $10 million statewide to make sure teachers have what they need to really make sure kids are learning to read. It's really about just turning the really good ideas that we already have in Delaware that are sprinkled all across the state and putting even more power behind it with more training and more support for our teachers.
What projects might the Bridge to Practice grants fund?
It's time for Delaware to implement all of the things that we know work, especially for K-3 early literacy and reading instruction. And that's why we called it Bridge to Practice, that the science of reading and getting the high quality instructional materials matter. We've already passed laws for that too. We want to make sure every district has the materials that we know are vetted and are meeting our quality standards. But materials alone don't teach students. We want the high quality materials, but we want Bridge to Practice. We want skillful implementation and use of those tools. Just think of it really simple. If you go to Home Depot and buy the most expensive glass cutter or circular saw or some fancy toy or tool, you can't just go home and start using it. You got to know how to use it. And so it's in practice in relation to the actual students that you're serving and using ongoing formative assessments in the classroom to know what do students need, when do they need it. I've got this great tool, but how do I use these tools to move achievement for my students? And am I monitoring student growth on an ongoing basis? I'm not waiting for the end of the year SBAC results to come in and wonder if my new teaching practices worked. I'm actually using ongoing, teachers will call them ongoing formative assessments. These are assessments for learning, not assessments of learning. The end of the year test is you're assessing the learning of the year. It's the autopsy. It's the end of the year. Did they learn everything I wanted them to learn? And it's once the year's over. You want ongoing assessments.
And I read that this will also put 25 reading assist tutors into districts statewide. Can you talk a little bit about what that'll look like and also how you decide where the tutors go?
Equity means where there's greater need, you're going to make greater investment. It means where students get what they need, when they need it, in the way that they need it. And let's just be clear about it, that I want the best instruction, high quality, first tier one instruction in the classroom, teachers supported to do that. And while we're working on that, there are some students that need a double dose. They are two or three grade levels below in reading. And so to catch them up, to have students reading on grade level by third grade, they need double, maybe triple dose of reading. It's not just random acts of literacy and just throw a bunch of tutors here and there and hope it works. It's very strategic and it's based on results. It's based on data. It's based on being able to be honest and transparent with each other about where do we have the greatest need. The bad news and the good news is all kind of wrapped together is that we have a literacy emergency, but we do know what to do about it. If you were doing a healthcare interview and you were interviewing me and I was a pediatrician, there are pediatricians, sadly, that have to talk about childhood diseases and cancers that have no cures. And those are very hard conversations because you're talking about very difficult things for children that we don't have answers to. A child not reading at the earliest ages, we have answers for that. We understand what to do. Some children, it's more challenging for them to become a reading on grade level by third grade. If they enter kindergarten, never having seen a book before, low language levels in the home, not being exposed to literacy from 0 to 5, and they show up in kindergarten on the first day of school, and it's maybe the first time they held a book or had anyone read a story to them. I had those students when I was a kindergarten teacher. And in my classroom, 50% of my kids came from Section 8 housing that was across the street from my school. 50% of my kids in my kindergarten class came from highly educated homes, families that were doctors and university professors. And there was a stark difference in who was ready to become reading on grade level at the end of kindergarten from the time they walked in my classroom door till the end of the year. Getting them all onto grade level, I use different approaches for different kids that came in prepared differently. I can extrapolate that my kindergarten teacher experience to a large state like Delaware, a large system, well, a small state, but to a large, much larger than one classroom, and say, what does it take to make sure that all students are reading on grade level at the end of third grade? We have the knowledge. We know what it takes. And what I learned to do as a kindergarten teacher with 20 kids, I've then extrapolated out to leading a whole system and working at the national level and now at the state level. Our teachers know what to do. We have the support, we have the resources, we have the funding and the investment that goes behind the best practices to make sure that they are in every classroom in Delaware. And this is about supporting our educators to do what they love to do most, is getting every kid reading, getting every kid on grade level, but giving them the right supports to do that really matters.
Outside of educator supports, you know, we mentioned reading assist tutors, but from the student's perspective, can you talk a little bit about how this plan will affect the average student's day, especially K-3?
Well, first of all, I would say to every student and parent that becoming literate, of course, the teacher is going to teach the kids how to read, the decoding, the encoding, phonemic awareness, phonics, like the really detailed aspects of learning how to become a reader. But what really matters for kids is falling in love with a book, having a favorite author. Does every child in Delaware have a library card? Are they using their library? Is there reading time at home? And no matter what language you speak, you can read in whatever language is your family's home language, tell stories to each other, and actually being able to have a favorite author, have a favorite book.
I'm also curious to turn the conversation toward funding. There have been several districts statewide who saw referendums fail this year. Can you talk a little bit about the looming question of long-term financial solutions and how this plan plays into that?
In my 38 years in education, I have to say funding does matter. I wish that it didn't. I wish that we could just say no matter what we're given, we're going to make sure all students are reading on grade level and all kids are proficient. And I have that experience from running a large urban district in California. San Diego Unified, the district where I was superintendent for 8 years, had 100,000 kids. Delaware has about 140,000 kids. We had about 200 schools. Delaware has about 200 schools. And I only bring that up to say that in my whole 8 years as superintendent, every single year, the budget that I had to present to my board for a public vote was a budget that included cuts. Every year for 8 years, California was going through financial cuts, and that impacted the districts. And so it sounds like a really simple math problem. I had to learn to add while I subtracted. I had to add student achievement and increase the graduation rates in San Diego, which we did, increase the overall outcomes, which we did, while I was cutting the budget.
What kinds of changes do you expect to see statewide as this plan comes to fruition?
I mean, what's most important is that it's focused on the local needs. This is the reason why we're structuring it this way, is the answers don't come out of Dover and mandating what everybody must do. All of the right laws are in place. Now we need implementation. The superintendents know their districts best, and they know how far are they in their journey. If this is a continuum towards best practice, where are you on the journey? And some superintendents are going to say, you know, our weakest link right now is kindergarten. We need to put more supports in kindergarten support and training. So we're going to do multiple release and student-centered coaching cycles to get more kindergarten training. Some superintendents are going to say this is really in second and third grade. So I can't wait to see the ideas they come up with. But I want to say it's more than test scores. This is about children with real names, real strengths, real dreams, real hopes for themselves and for their families.
Thanks to Delaware Education Secretary Cindy Martin and our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we learn about the Milton Theater's expansion plans. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.